and welcome to the latest edition of NAREIT's REIT Report podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Borks in Quito, and we're recording this on April 5th, 2018. Joining me today to talk about issues related to diversity in real estate is Sam Chandon, Associate Dean and Head of NYU's Schack Institute of Real Estate. Sam is also the founder of Chandon Economics. He teaches at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School, and he is a partner and global head of strategy at Capri Investment Group. So welcome, Sam.
Thanks very much. Delighted to be here.
So Sam, last year the Schack Institute held its first symposium for women in real estate. What were some of the main takeaways from that event?
I think one of the wonderful things about our first Women in Real Estate conference is that we were able to assemble a truly extraordinary set of speakers on questions related to the industry outlook. And so there was a panel addressing issues related to construction activity, the multifamily sector, the retail sector. And I think some of the key takeaways there were that the industry is slowing somewhat, perhaps not in terms of construction activity outside of the multifamily sector, but some of the growth that we've seen in transaction volumes, in lending volumes, in some of that momentum in pricing, while the market it doesn't look like anything near a correction, some of that momentum has slowed, and that is a sort of a natural place, I think, for us to find ourselves, given the extraordinary run that we've seen in commercial real estate over the course of the last several years.
Right. And then can you talk about some of the goals of the Women's Real Estate Society at Schack?
Sure. So I think we do a number of women's events over the course of the year. What was I think interesting about the Women in Real Estate Symposium is that it wasn't focused per se on the status of women or women's issues in real estate. It was an opportunity for us to bring together, a group of 30-some industry leaders, truly sort of leading professionals within their part of real estate, and provide a platform for mentorship opportunities. I think it was a really wonderful chance for our students to see women in various facets of the industry in very sort of strong leadership roles, to meet them, to chat with them. I think sort of we saw some important mentoring relationships develop out of that. That is one big piece of a larger set of initiatives that we've got, where we partner with the Women's Real Estate Society, which includes graduate and undergraduate students at Schack, as well as our industry partners from across a whole range of industry organizations. And I should say in that regard that we're very grateful to NAREIT that joined us as one of our industry partners in delivering and offering the Women's Real Estate Symposium last October. But I think some of the other initiatives that we have are designed to bring prominent women speakers to campus, sometimes not for a conference, but in a smaller, more intimate setting where they're able to speak to a smaller group of students. I think in the spring we have a variety of initiatives with KPMG amongst them, where we do have some events that are focused on women's issues in real estate. We had a really fascinating event just last spring, 2017, where we had two panels, and it really provided an interesting counterpoint. One of them was a panel of very senior women in the industry who've been raising capital over the course of several cycles, and to hear their experiences about what it was like for them to enter the industry at a point in time where, in many cases, there was not a woman in the C-suite that could was in a role to act as a mentor for them. Also, I think what we heard a lot of really interesting observations on differentials in reward structures. And so I think one of the women speakers commenting on how risk-taking would be sort of perceived, perhaps even rewarded differently as compared to risk-taking by her male counterparts. We followed that with a panel of relatively early career women that are sort of rising stars in our industry, and they were able to talk about sort of their experiences, entering the industry again just the last perhaps 5 or 10 years. And while it's abundantly clear that we have a tremendous amount of work to do, it was also interesting to note some of the differences that have emerged, and some of the developments that we have seen. think, you know, with the panel of relatively early stage career women, it was more likely that there would have been or that there is sort of a manager, an executive in the C-suite who was able to act as a mentor. You know, some of the organizations that we have in place in our industry, you know, Crew, WX, where, you know, not necessarily within your own firm, but sort of, you know, these really important groups exist that allow, you know, for our women students and others to, you know, develop those mentoring relationships, you know, that, you know, we view as absolutely essential as part of the network building that ultimately leads to a career trajectory.
And on a broader level, SHAC is also being conducting research into why it's important for cities to adopt a diversity strategy. Can you explain some of those findings?
Yeah, we're really excited that we host the Urban Lab. And our two faculty members who lead that initiative are Stephen Pedigo, the director of the lab, and then Richard Florida, a leading urbanist and well-known author. I think what a lot of their research is focused on, and, you know, issues related to, you know, cities, urbanization, the need for investment in infrastructure, the role that diversity and investment in skill building play in outcomes, I think has been a really central feature of what we're doing when we look at the urban context of real estate. But what I think we see there is that markets that have more diverse populations are markets that we see greater degrees of success in terms of their long-term growth trajectory, all things being equal. So you can look at a market like New York, and the fact that it is an open environment, that it is a welcoming environment, means that highly talented people from all over the world, irrespective of their backgrounds or experience, are able to come to New York and find opportunities. And, you know, that ultimately makes a difference when we look at, well, what is the pool of talent that you have access to in your market? Now, I say all things being equal because in a market like New York or Boston or others, I think what we'll also see is that we still have to deal with very real challenges around things like congestion, the need for infrastructure investment. So, you know, those are, you know, two forces that are at play. But I think, you know, in our analysis, it's very clear that a more diverse population, one where people of all backgrounds, irrespective of their experiences and background, you know, feel comfortable and, you know, are able to find a home in that particular market, that gives employers and others access to, you know, a more creative, more diverse, you know, pool of talent and experience. That makes a difference for the kinds of growth outcomes we see for the city.
Right. And then finally, SHAC held its annual REIT symposium just a few weeks ago. Was there a dominant theme or mood that emerged from that event?
Sure. You know, I think that the focus of this year's conference, it was our 23rd annual REIT symposium, and delighted again, with the support of NAREIT. The conference was themed Opportunities in the Age of Disruption. And I think, you know, for a lot of institutional investors and lenders in the market, you know, disruption has sort of been, in some cases, seen as sort of the purview of, you know, that startup firm that's sort of really upsetting the balance and destabilizing things. And so what we did here was really to position the conference as an opportunity for CEOs and other C-suite executives within the REIT space to talk about ways in which they are leveraging disruption. You know, some of the ways in which, you know, we use space, in which we finance space, and in which we sort of approach and work with, you know, potential tenants. There's a lot of change going on, and so how do we actually position ourselves, you know, for success? But the undercurrent of all of this, of course, is that we're at a period in time for our sector where change is the norm, whether it be, you know, the sources of capital, whether it be how the investors broadly perceive real estate or REIT investment opportunities, or whether it be the sort of the technologies that underlie some of our assets, and critically the way that we see consumers using space. The CEO of American Tower, was one of our speakers, and, you know, sort of it was, I think, instructive for all of us that, you know, the largest REIT is one that is in a city that I think many traditionalists would not immediately think of as core commercial real estate. So it was just really fascinating to hear that diversity of perspectives on, you know, how is it that each of us is managing in a highly disruptive, you know, flexible, and in some cases uncertain environment, and turning that to our advantage.
Okay, that's great. Thanks so much for your time today, Sam.
Thank you.
And many thanks to you, our listeners, as well. For more on REITs and diversity matters, be sure to visit REIT.com/diversity.